This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. Welcome to the program. It's good to have you along. As we get closer to autumn and winter, we start to talk about the highways again. And we're going to talk today with a couple of gentlemen from PennDOT, District 30 in Montoursville, about the summer season just ended, the construction. Two big projects mainly we're going to discuss and how they've been going and what's next on the agenda. We're also going to talk about the coming winter a bit and prep you for the icy and snowy roads we'll often encounter. Ted Deptula is the Assistant Construction Engineer with PennDOT's District 30. David Thompson is the Community Relations Coordinator. Gentlemen, we appreciate you being with us today on the WPGM Community Forum. Dave, if I could start with you, as we kind of on the cusp here between the end of construction and the beginning of winter. We'll talk about a little winter first, and then we'll get to the updates on what's been happening construction-wise, especially on these two huge projects in the area. So let's start with winter. You guys operate on kind of a five-year plan as far as budgeting, correct? Where does that stand for this year? What are you know, what are you coming off from last year?
Last year, we spent about almost $22 million on winter services, Matt. As you said, we do budget based on a five-year average. I think the winter budget for last year was about $16.5 million, so it was a little high last year. We didn't have a lot of severe storms, but we had a lot of what we would call nuisance storms that resulted in the use of a lot of material. So that really accounted for the the budget and what we spent last year.
Yeah, I think a lot of us remember not a lot of shoveling, but a lot of tricky driving, I guess you could say.
Yeah, there was a lot of wet weather and icy conditions last year that we had to deal with. And honestly, those are actually more of a challenge than if we'd had a few inches of snow fall on our roads. But it did result in quite a lot of nuisance storms.
Okay, part of your job is getting the word out about staying safe. Do you feel like it's an uphill battle, or have we learned anything?
It's hard to say. I mean, incidentally, just from being out there on the roads myself, it just seems like there's a bit of a learning curve as people transition to the cold months where things start getting a little slick. It just seems from incidentally that folks do take a little time to get their winter driving skills back up to speed. But I think we'll always have an issue with people who drive too fast and tailgate and do things like that, just like they do during the warm months. Driver behavior is, getting people to change their driving habits always seems to be a challenge.
Do you see a lot of crashes in that kind of any kind of icy or snowy weather?
Actually, the majority of our crashes are in where the weather is actually decent or in dry conditions. But I don't know if that may have more to do with the fact that some people limit their driving when the weather is a little dicey out there. So we do have our weather related crashes during our storms and during when we have icy precipitation, but the fact is people are responsible for their behaviors when they get behind the wheel of a car, and if we get folks to slow down, especially when they're around our operators, those folks are out there. We have men and women who are out there in the worst possible weather, driving large pieces of equipment. They have a very difficult and complex job to do, and it'd be great if we get the message through to folks that they need to give these folks plenty of room. Don't try to pass them unnecessarily. Give them plenty of give yourself plenty of stopping distance when you're behind them, and let them do their jobs.
Okay, and I recently got yelled at an airport by the TSA for not leaving enough time before my flight. And I think that's kind of the way we have to operate in winter weather is, be aware that this is not the kind of day I'm getting to my destination in the exact same time.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, I got a call one time from somebody who was angry, and they said, you know, I got a hard question for you. Was PennDOT prepared for this storm? And my response was, yes, we were prepared. My question to you was, were you prepared? And I mean, we're all in this together, really. We're out there, you know, we don't have a bare roads policy. You know, our goal is to make roads safe and passable. You know, oftentimes when high volumes of snow and precipitation are falling on our roadways, you know, our operators are out there clearing the roads, but, you know, it's, you know, when a certain amount of snow is falling in a very short period of time, you're going to encounter snow and slick spots on the road, and you need to drive accordingly, and you need to plan your day accordingly. So, it's up to folks there to give themselves a little extra time to get where they need to go.
All righty. I think people who pass snow plows should be forced to drive one for a day to see what it feels like.
I don't know if I would want some of the people behind the wheel of a snowplow that I see on the roads, some days. So, that'd be great just to give them an idea of what it's like up there in that seat. But those folks have an incredibly difficult job. You know, they're out there when we're in bed sleeping. They're out late at night clearing our roads and doing one of the most challenging jobs that you can have here with PennDOT. And I always say there are unsung heroes, and they're quite often taken for granted, and sometimes they're just not treated with the type of respect that they deserve.
And I always, like I've told you before, I come to work so early, so I always love when I get behind one, because it's like my own personal assistant to get to work.
Absolutely. Why would you want to pass that? You know, I mean, you stay behind them, and you know you're going to get the benefit of a freshly plowed road with some material placed on it. Kind of like a little carpet to drive on.
Yeah, the best conditions available at that moment, because it's right after the plow went through. All right. Thanks for talking with us a bit about this, Dave. Appreciate it. Let's move on to the other side of the coin, the construction coin. And Northumberland is where we'll start, of course. That's I think there have been about 8.6 billion social media posts about the Northumberland project over the past several years. But
we're going to research that number and make sure it's accurate.
Okay, I'm pretty sure. But Ted, could you give us a little update on what's going on now? I know as we speak, they're going to be changing some detours this week, and where does that stand? Like, can you give a percentage of how close we are to the end?
Okay, just a reminder: the Northumberland project was a 5-year project, and we're on year 4, so we could see the light at the end of the tunnel. So the last phase of construction requires a lot of different detours for people to expect. Both 147 North traffic coming from Sunbury will be detoured, as well as 11 southbound traffic coming into the borough.
Basically, people just need to watch for the signs, because it does change a lot.
The detour will be different, so they will have to follow the detour this year. There's a number of temporary traffic signals that are in place. One at the intersection of Orange Street and Water Street, the intersection of Orange Street and Front Street, and the intersection of 3rd Street and Duke Street will be traffic signals.
Okay, and the traffic cannot right now go into Sunbury area from Northumberland. Is that's supposed to last a few more months?
Traffic going into Sunbury from Northumberland will have to go through Shamokin Dam. So essentially, they'll have to take 11 South from Duke Street into Shamokin Dam and take the Veterans Memorial Bridge over to Sunbury for the remainder of the construction season, which should last until around Thanksgiving.
Is with this project, I mean, like I said, there have been just a few posts out there on social media. Is that something you guys get to, or is this just something people are kind of complaining on their own about? I mean, can you kind of say, hey, we're doing the best we can?
We have been in communication a lot with the public on this project. And there's a lot of avenues for people to contact us. On our website, which I'll give you later, we have a link for an email. We also have a telephone hotline, and we have the typical PennDOT Customer Concern Center, which is 1-800-FIX-ROADS, that people can call and get in touch with us. We also attend the monthly Northumberland Borough meetings, and at the council allows us time to explain what the status of the project is and to get questions from the public. So the public has been very open with communications with us throughout the project.
Okay, and that's something, if I recall, there's been places you guys have actually tweaked the plan, correct, if based on feedback from people and governments?
That's correct. We take all customer concerns seriously, and if they do have an idea, we will consider it. We have not taken all of the suggestions, but many of the suggestions have made traffic congestion a lot better. We've reduced the congestion or tweaked the detours a little bit so that people can get to where they need to go as easily as possible.
And for people who might, again, say this, why was this necessary now? I mean, from your past descriptions to me, I mean, it sounds like it wasn't something that could wait until the CSVT was done or whatever.
That's correct. The condition of the existing road 3 years ago when we started this project would not have made it until this day. There was a lot of rapid deterioration of the pavement, and we had to reconstruct the project, start it in 2017 so that we can complete it by 2020.
All right. And you, next year will be the wrap-up of that. Will that be the whole season, or is it going to something that's going to wrap up earlier since it's the conclusion of it?
The project is expected to be completed in June of 2020. We should only have final wearing course, the final paving to do in 2020, as well as a little bit of cleanup work throughout the borough. So we should be able to come in the springtime and finish up early summer.
All right. And then with the other big one, of course, has been ongoing longer than this and is going to continue when this one's done, but that's the CSVT. Give us a little progress update there, if you would.
The CSVT project in its entirety is broken up into two sections, the southern section and the northern section. The southern section is still in the design phases, so I will not comment on that today. But the northern section is under construction and has been since the fall of 2016. The signature of the entire CSVT project was the River Bridge. It's a very, very large bridge, the largest in the area. It's almost a mile long and up to 180 feet high. That project is very far in its process. It's 80% complete, approximately. All of the substructures, the foundations, the piers, they're essentially complete. We're working on the superstructure, which is the beams, and we have 11 of the 15 spans complete, meaning the beams are set in 11 of the 15 spans. So we have 4 spans to go, which will be completed before the end of the season, before the end of the year. And we'll be beginning the concrete deck shortly. The plan is to place the concrete in the third of the deck this year, and then next year we'll be placing the remainder of the bridge deck, with a completion in the fall of 2020. Although the bridge will be completed, there's still roadway that has to be constructed, and that's the fourth and final project in the northern section that just got started this spring. The contractor is working on concrete paving currently, and they'll be doing a small amount of asphalt paving to wrap up the season. But that, too, is also a four-year project. So this year, 2019, the contractor plans on paving approximately 2 miles in the northbound lanes from the northern tip of the project near Montandon and 2 miles south below the Chillisquaque Bridge. Next year, they'll be doing both the northbound and southbound lanes from approximately Ridge Road to where we started this year. In 2021, the contractor will pave the Winfield interchange, and then in 2022, they'll tie everything together at the northern section where 147 currently goes from 4 lanes down to 2 lanes near Route 405. They'll tie that section in and open it up to traffic in the fall of 2022.
Okay, so about 3 years from now, we'll be seeing use of this this portion of it, but not connecting the whole way through yet.
It'll connect from existing Route 147 over to existing Route 15, just south of Winfield.
Okay, and then after that, we have the southern section beginning. And what that I understand has been pushed back a bit as far as the completion date.
The plans for construction of the southern section, which will be from Winfield to Phelan's Grove, will begin around 2022, and that will take roughly 5 years or be completed in 2027. One thing I was going to say about the northern section, when the northern section is open to traffic, that will relieve a lot of the traffic in both Northumberland Borough as well as Lewisburg, because a lot of the traffic, including the truck traffic and the through traffic, will be able to remain on Route 180 or Route 147 and go bypass those two communities to get to Winfield, and then traffic will still be going through Shamokin Dam for a few years until the southern section is open.
Okay, and there have been concerns in Lewisburg about the detour traffic too, so I guess that's going to kind of all loosen up at once with the completion.
Yes, Lewisburg traffic as well as Northumberland Borough traffic will be reduced even when the northern section is open.
And that concludes today's interview with Ted Deptula and David Thompson of PennDOT talking about winter preparation and about the big construction projects that continue here in the Valley and will, in some cases, for quite a few years to come. Dave and Ted, we appreciate you joining us, and we want to thank you, the listener, for tuning in. This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the community forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.